Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio, and we're so excited to be back. I'm your host, Emily Blue, with my co-host, Deanne Lax, and we thank you for joining us here on tonight. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here is Bishop Hezekiah Walker with Better, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come. People go. Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
In your heart.
blackness. Keep on.
was Sounds of Blackness with Optimistic, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment, and I have to acknowledge that this particular segment is kind of hits home. It is clear that this global pandemic that we are in, COVID-19, it has presented shifts in our lives in a number of ways that we couldn't even possibly imagine. I want to talk to you about hitting the reset button, even in the midst of the pandemic. Now, let me back up. Before we even hit the pandemic, I had to hit the reset button. I had to hit the reset button because it was really, really important for me to kind of get some perspective. But let me talk to you a little bit about this experience that we're in right now and how important it is for us to acknowledge it's time for us to hit that button. This experience has forced us to take a look at what we deem important and a priority. It has caused us to think about how we want to move forward post this moment. This is a defining time in our lives. And as we all hit the reset button, let us reflect on Ephesians 1:1-6. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. And I'm also very excited to, you've known her since she started her Fearless Family segment, my co-host, Deanne Lax. Deanne, I know you're just as excited as I am to be back.
Hey, I am. It's very good to talk to everybody and to get back in the swing of things, especially during a time where everything is just so unpredictable. So it's kind of good to have some familiarity with the show. We're back.
Yes. So I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, Think on These Things. But first, here's Hang On by G.I. Live featuring Kiera Sherritt right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Against the wall.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And now it is time for the Renewed Heart segment. Last night, I was meditating and preparing to rest and sleep, and I stumbled across a song entitled Something Has to Break by Kiara Sherritt and Tasha Cobbs. This song absolutely spoke to the depths of my heart and my spirit in this season of our lives, and I began to just weep and worship. As we know, the reset button has been hit for us during this time of self-isolation and quarantine. It has allowed us to really see ourselves and examine our hearts. This song is really the cry of the hearts of many people. So the question I want to pose to you is, what needs to break in your life to make you better? Take a breath, pause for a moment, and think about it. As you enter this week, I want to encourage you to find this song and listen to it as you reflect on what needs to break in your life. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And Deanne and I are discussing our special topic for today, Think on These Things. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. And so, Deanne, I think we have a lot of good things that we can talk to the people about, but I want you to kind of take the helm and let's talk about the first couple of points that you and I have discussed as we were preparing for tonight.
Okay. Well, first I want to say that song that you're talking about with Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Kiara Sherritt, Something Has to Break. I mean, I did listen to it before the show, and I actually was like, wow, this is amazing. And to think that, like, this video that they've done for it, it's done during this quarantine season. And that song will speak to your heart. It will speak to your spirit. And so, yes, please go take a minute to listen to that. But as we talk about the scripture that Emily talked about, Philippians 4:8, and thinking about those things that are pleasant, I think about what was happening with Paul during that time, and some of that is happening to us today. No, we're not in prison as Paul was, but we are in a place of confinement, so to speak. And so I'm going to refer to them because it's not a matter of we're not trying to be perfect here. We're not even trying to be great. We're just trying to maintain. So we're going to refer to them as the three C's because, you know, when we're in school, sometimes we might not get the A or the B, but that C is going to help us graduate. So we're just trying to get to the next level, you know. So confinement, right. When we think about confinement, our world right now, we're experiencing what one blogger noted as the Great Pause, a time where we have literally halted nearly all activity to just the things that are considered essential. I mean, we even have essential employees out here. You know, some of them may be some of our audience members may be what's considered an essential employee. And many of them are working out of the home. Some are working in the home during this time. Many people have become restless, have become depressed. We feel isolated. We've turned to abusive habits. Unfortunately, we've heard of scenarios of children being abused or spouses being abused during this time. And this is a very difficult time, you know, nothing to take lightly. But while many of us are suffering And some are suffering from COVID-19 and what it's done to our families and friends. And just as Paul, in our confinement, we should not lose hope. Our other C is cognizance. Paul was in prison when he wrote the letter to the Philippians, to the church in Philippi. Paul, who lived a life persecuting Christians and was most revered, now finds himself in prison, a place of confinement, a place where he becomes cognizant of his past, present, and future. But specifically in this letter, he is thanking the Philippians for their financial support while he has been in prison and assuring them that they will be all right despite their current circumstances. You know, how many of us are in a situation right now where we may have been the lead, the top dog at our job? We may have been doing things where we've been glorified, we've been put on a pedestal. But right now, the essential workers we're finding are not just our doctors and nurses, but they're also those people who work up the street at that fast food restaurant who are feeding us. They're the people who work at the grocery store who some of us complained about getting higher in wages, you know. So we're all in this together, as the quotes have been saying, rolling across the TV. And this visit these people in the church in Philippi. He's fine. We're not able to visit our loved ones. We're not able to visit our friends. And so, but he's able to communicate in writing God's goodness and their faithfulness. So as we go back to the scripture and we think about those lovely things, we need to sit and work it out and think about, while we're waiting on these storms to pass, waiting on the storms of life to pass, are we being cognizant? Are we aware of what God is doing right now for us? And are we able to spread the good news in spite of our situation? And the last thing is contentment. Albeit a very difficult time in our life that we have never experienced, the study of the book of Philippians encourages us to have certainty, living hope. We should replace chaotic feelings with contentment. I've learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. And we come upon one of the most famous verses of all time, verse 13, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
Yes.
Let's be reminded that our source, peace, and strength is Christ. We cannot do this alone. We can only do this with our strength, our source, our hope, Christ, always at the top of mind. Also remember that just as Paul had members of the body, we as the body of the church, the body of Christ, must remain fervent in prayer. We must text this to those in need, provide for men. Church of Philippi did for Paul, possibly do to help strengthen those in need and to encourage hope. Prayer should be an essential resource for us. You know, we have essential employees. Prayer should be an essential resource, and we must praise God for the things he has done and continues to do. Think on those things that are lovely. Spend time in his word and listen to the songs that give, praying with others and talking about the goodness of God. And so,
yes.
Emily, I know that we have been through in this season. You teach. I've been teaching at home as a parent, and you've been teaching as a teacher. And, you know, we just got to praise God during this time, because things could be a lot different. And we have to remember that our hope is in him. And so think on those things, those lovely things that are presented in Philippians 4:8. And what better scripture? There's no better scripture right now.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Deanne, so let's just go back and recap on those things. When I think about confinement.
Yeah.
Confinement does not mean that you're forever stuck in the situation or in the place that you're in, but confinement just suggests that you are in a place for just a moment. It's just like a holding pattern, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I believe God has us in this place, in what we might think is a tight place right now,
mm-hmm.
because he's making us and shaping us and pulling some things out that are not necessarily just not like him, although he's doing that too, but there's some things that we need to get out of us because we've been holding on to it and dealing with it forever, and God says you got to sit with it and you got to
deal with it.
Deal with it. And so we have to, during this time of quote-unquote confinement, we have to take the opportunity as we deal with what we're dealing with. Let's find someone to talk to. They have different programs now with therapy,
mm-hmm.
Teletherapy. You can call. You can look up information from Taraji P. Henson. She has a virtual therapy campaign as well. And so we want you to just seek out the sources from the professionals. Prayer is the weapon, as Dr. Anita Phillips says, but therapy is the strategy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we use those sources and tools that we have to make things happen. So, again, the three C's are confinement, cognizance, and contentment. And so we're going to dive further into this topic. We want you to call in and talk to us about Think on These Things. And the number is 563-999-3456. But first, here's Tim Bowman Jr. with I'm Good.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight, quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my fears, good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm. In my confidence, I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my
fears,
good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm
people.
Let me. I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dream. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey,
come on, let me hear you say,
I'm good
enough to love myself.
for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to continue to practice social distancing and save lives. It may seem disappointing that so many sports events, cruises, festivals, family gatherings, and other things that we enjoy are being canceled, but there is a public health reason for all that we are doing right now to flatten the curve. These cancellations help stop or slow down the spread of disease, allowing healthcare systems to quickly care for patients over time. Canceling events that are likely to draw crowds is an example of social and physical distancing. Social distancing is deliberately increasing the physical space between people to avoid spreading illness. Stay at least 6 feet away from other people, or staying, rather, at least 6 feet away from other people, lessens your chances to catch COVID-19. Let's continue to hashtag flatten the curve and hashtag save lives as we overcome this season in our world. And that's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And we're talking about Think on These Things. And before we heard the song by Tim Bowman, we talked about confinement, cognizance, and content. But there are some other things that we want to, that are a little bit more practical, that we want to talk to you about and want you to call in. The number is 563-999-3456. So here's one particular thing that we're definitely interested in and we would love to hear your voice on, and it's working from home. We know that many of us are working from home, and I guess the good report is that many of us are working from home. It's unfortunate that many people are unemployed right now at this moment, so it's a blessing that we are still gainfully employed. So what mindset are you in right now regarding working at home? Are you, do you have an attitude about working at home? Do you just kind of take a laissez-faire approach to it because you are at home? How do you respond to it? How do you deal with it? I know when I first started working at home, I didn't take a casual approach to it because I recognized that I am still getting paid, I am still gainfully employed, and I'm still on the clock. So I get up every morning, put on work clothes, set up my office station, and get ready to teach my students on an everyday basis to help them to stay engaged and tuned in. So we just want to know, what has it changed you? Has it changed how you do things? We just want to know what's going on. So, Deanne, how has it changed your time?
Well, it's been quite interesting. You know, it's tackling the emotions of trying to figure out, you know, I'm very grateful for this opportunity, this time to be able to spend with my family, to be at home, and just feeling grateful in that area, but then also feeling kind of guilty because, you know, people who are either having to work outside of the home or they are or have been affected by coronavirus. And so, you know, working through all of those emotions, working out all those emotions can be rather difficult, in my opinion, because we are human. And, you know, there have been times where I've just been anxious because of, okay, there's a lot of work that the kids are doing, and I'm trying to do some work too, and I'm trying to do this. I mean, the first few weeks, it just varied. I think every week has been different, and you really don't know what to expect. And so all of this just reminds me that God is in control. And it's funny because at the beginning of the year, I put out a New Year video for our ministry, Rearing Royalty, and it talks about what if you just gave your time to God? What if you just devoted the time and just kind of spent time with Him and engaged with Him? And, you know, forget the vacations, forget the busy schedules that we lead, and just kind of focus on Him. And honestly, this is the perfect time to do that. But I have to admit that even in this time, there have been times where I may have not always gotten as close in my relationship to God in terms of, you know, my daily devotionals, picking that back up. Because so many things become habit, you know, you're used to doing them because you're used to doing them before you go to school or before you go to work or before, you know, and then when you don't have that habitual part of your life going on,
right,
it's kind of like,
right,
it's like, where do I fit it in, you know? And so you have to really be intentional. And this is a good time, like I say, to get close to God. This is a good time to get close to family, to call, to check on, to stay aware of what's going on around you with other people, and because you're not having to actually physically go somewhere and be somewhere at all times. But,
right.
But are we doing that, you know? And so I just hope that this time, that we're using it for good.
Yeah. I know that I'm making the best of it. And it actually, if I could be quite honest, I feel more productive.
Wow.
Because I feel the anxiety of being at the school, in the school building.
Yeah.
It kind of takes off some of the pressure you may feel as a teacher,
right.
And I feel, even with the video aspect of it, doing Zoom meetings every day, I feel the control, even more control of the classroom environment, you know.
And that's true. I will say that is true. That's a,
yeah.
And when I because, you know, I honestly haven't been going to a job for over a year now at this point. Everything has been kind of entrepreneur related. But after the month, and it wasn't even quarantine time, but after I was laid off from my last job, I did feel that way. Like there was a little bit more to do in my time. Like I was doing a lot at work, and I was like, if I'm doing this much at work and then I'm coming home and I'm doing what I feel like is more, what on earth? Like I'm literally killing myself here. Like, and one
right.
day I told my husband, I said, you know what? I said, actually one of my friends, because she thought that I was trying to be funny when I was talking about people eating out now, because I said, no, I'm not just talking about people eating out, because some people are tired of cooking. I mean, I'm just noticing how people are eating, period. Like before, I would find people say all the time, oh, I miss breakfast, or I miss lunch, or I didn't get to do dinner. But people are taking advantage of these meal times now. And I'm not saying everybody is, but there are more people I hear now, a lot of them are snacking, but there are more people eating meals than before. So, honestly, I feel like this is also an opportunity for us to work on our health and make sure that we're eating and we're taking care of our bodies like we should. You know, if we have time to exercise or do a little stretch, you know, it's there. We're kind of, even though God is in control, we've been allowed the opportunity to have control of our productivity and what that looks like, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, just from talking to other teachers who have parents, I mean, who are also parents, they have to balance distance learning for their children as well as teaching. And so I've thought about how are parents teaching and parenting at the same time and teaching their children, you know, it's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance, definitely, and I can only imagine. If I'm teaching, I can only imagine. And then I thought about it. There are some students at the secondary level who are having to take up the slack for their parents and actually have to work some type of, do some essential employment. It's just been a lot, you know, to consider in the midst of everything. And so I know that I've seen family dynamics have changed for the good and for the not so good. And so we're definitely praying for families that God brings healing to your situation if you're struggling, because we have a lot of families who live in multi-generational homes. And so it's a struggle. It's a struggle because it's you're in close quarters for more hours than you're accustomed to. So it's different. I can only imagine.
And
I remember what that might have been like when I was a kid, but, you know, now? I don't know.
Yeah. I know a student who is he's a little person. He's a little person, and his great grandmother, I believe, is now helping with him because his parents have to work outside of the home. And his mother was saying how it's difficult for them to get schoolwork done during the day when they're not there because the great grandmother doesn't know how to access the technology, you know. And sometimes I think that we take for granted as a society that people have all the resources that they need in order to be, to lead these very productive lives. And honestly, there are still so many homes that don't have internet. There are so many homes where, like in this situation, they have internet, but there are people there who don't know how to use it, you know, or they, you know, there are certain, before when we first started, like, we didn't have a printer that worked, and I had to go out, masked up, to go find some ink. And when I found the ink, I found out that my printer is not in my the company's not in business anymore. So I went and got this ink and ended up having to take it back and then end up buying a whole new printer. And I'm just going to be honest, thank God we did our income tax before all this began, because it's trying to get a printer. You know, it's people waiting on stimulus checks, and it's people out here who really haven't eaten, you know, it's just so much to contend with. But we got to be focused on the level of connection. Like, we are the church, and, you know, we had so many churches that were trying to have church so bad because they just thought that building was the church. No, we are an extension of the church. We are the arms, the legs, the head, the feet. And so these are the times, and I prayed yesterday, or it might have been this morning, God, please direct me where I need to be to help who I need to help, because honestly, I don't know right off the bat who that is, you know, but there are people out here who are hungry because they haven't worked, you know. So
They have basic necessities they need, like hygiene products. And I mean, I think about our homeless population. And so wherever you live in this world, I want to encourage you, Deanne, and I want to encourage you to support your local food banks, support your local homeless support groups. I can name a thousand, and I can post some of those groups in the Brand New Day with Brand New Day Emily page on Facebook. So I'll do that for you. But make sure you find, ask God, how can I be of assistance? Because I'm in a position, even if you just have $1, $2, $3, I promise you that $1, $2, $3 is going to make a difference at the end of the day for somebody. Yeah.
Definitely.
So find out who you can support. And then I thought about the importance of us staying emotionally connected in the midst of being socially or physically distant. I know that I call my parent, my family, my dad. I call my dad. I call my aunt. I call my brother. You know, because we got to stay connected, you know. One of the things that I hope that this brings is it brings healing to families who have been in strife and discord and division with one another. We've all been called to love one another in spite of. So it's very, very important that we resolve all of this stuff that's lingering in the balance, right?
So
we just
and
thank
actually
you guys.
Check up on, find
go
out.
Ahead, go
like,
ahead. Finish your thought.
I mean, because now we don't have an excuse. We have all the time in the world to be to find out what everyone is going through, and so, you know, we just got to make sure that we keep our hearts open, that we just keep our hearts open and pray. Like you said, God guide us to where it is that you would use us. Where do we need to be used? And so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So we thank you for allowing us to just talk to you about thinking on these things. This is a very important topic. Let's keep the conversation going with this particular thing. And now we're going to, first of all, I need to remind you that you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Don't forget that. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am so glad to be with you guys. If I could just give every one of our listeners a hug, because we have truly missed you so, so much. But right now, it is time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hey, I'm back again. So today, I'm going to try to make it quick. I'm going to try. But I just wanted to talk about, for Fearless Family, a quote that you all should be very familiar with. And if you are African American, if you're not familiar with it, I'm going to have to revoke your black card. But don't let it rain on your head. Well, this morning when I got up, the weather was similar to how it has been over the last month, very unpredictable. There was some sun followed by clouds and rain, even some hail. Sometimes I look at the temperature for the day and say, surely God is not playing with us. He is trying to get our attention. He is protecting us. He is trying to keep us in. There's a quote from the movie The Color Purple that those who know the movie always quote when it comes to that part, where Harpo and Miss Sophia, Oprah Winfrey's character in the film, had just moved into their new home. And Harpo, who had been working on the house, they had a big hole in the roof. Well, he was daddy sitting. Miss Sophia had him in his usual stance, and that was holding the baby. And so this particular day, when the storm clouds rolled in and the thunder began to roar, one of the children stopped, looked up at the hole in the roof, and looked down at Harpo and said, "It's gonna rain, Emily. Do you know what he's saying? It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain on
your
head."
Yes. And it did. The rain came, but the feeling of a storm had already begun before the drops began to fall. And Miss Sophia even said it smelled like rain was coming, but she kept on decorating the house, business as usual. So right now, we are going through some trying times. Sickness and death surround us. And to add to it, some of us are working from home. Some of us are working out of the home while having our kids depend on someone else to care for them. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us were financially strapped before the shutdown began, and food and other resources may be limited. Okay. Well, we are having to, as one blogger puts it, crisis school, because it's certainly not homeschooling, because I wouldn't give myself this much work to do on top of what we are already dealing with. We are physically and maybe even spiritually going through. Some days can be more overwhelming than others, especially if you watch the news or if you're on social media, especially if you suffer from anxiety, especially if you are just a human being. I know I've cried a few times. I know I was laid off last year and my husband was laid off a couple of weeks ago. I know I have had friends and relatives have to deal with COVID-19. I know. I can relate. The storm was brewing, but don't let it rain on your head. Better yet, keep the storms from getting in your head. And while it may be easier said than done, we have got to find time to get close to our Savior during this time. One of my most favorite days of the week is Friday, because I can get on my call with my moms in prayer and pray and read scripture with other moms who are feeling just like me, who feel overwhelmed because they are working from home, cooking all day, every day, or at least making sure their family eats, and educating our children not on our expectations but the expectations of the schools they attend, making sure we adhere to work being turned in and schedules. We may feel vulnerable at this time because this is not just moms, but when we go into the store nowadays, we got to pray before our feet even touch the ground. Before we get out of the vehicle, we have to pray for ourselves, our family, and for every person in the store. Now, honestly, I have to admit that that's a new normal for me. I pray, but pray without ceasing now especially is so necessary. But through all this, remember 1 Corinthians 10:31, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Our temptation is found in despair and hopelessness. But God will not have us dwell in places where he is not when we seek him. Our prayers are important. Our time in Scripture is important. Our conversation with others and our thoughts are important. It is important that we not only reflect this to others around us who may be struggling in their faith, we must especially present this to our children. Our children look to us for understanding and guidance. And it is important that when the rain comes in, that we appreciate the fact we have shelter. When the rain comes in, we may not have a place of our own, but we have food to eat. When the rain comes in, we may not have food, but there is someone who cares whether or not we eat. When the rain comes in, we may not know who that someone is, but somebody is praying. When the rain comes in, God is faithful. When the rain comes in, cry out to him. It's going to rain sometimes in life, and right now, uncertainty of this storm can feel overwhelming, but ponder on those lovely things we spoke of earlier, those praiseworthy thoughts. And let God carry you and your family through the storm, not if, but when it rains on our heads.
Oh, thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. And thank you so much. I enjoy you being co-host with me. It is so awesome. I think we are awesome duo. So thank you so much for just being here with me. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And, well, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our show. Yeah. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@WeTalkRadio, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going by sharing how you are moving forward in the midst of this time and season in our lives. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, we talked about hitting the reset button. Our Renewed Heart segment was Something Has to Break. Our Live Smart segment was Practice Social Distancing and Save Lives. Our Fearless Family segment was Don't Let It Rain
on Your Head.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and bless you and give you praise and glory and honor. God, thank you, Lord, for this time and season. God, you said in your word, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And God, now we may not like, or it may not be comfortable how everything feels, oh God, but God, we pray according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. God, we ask you, God, to heal our land. God, go in families and heal them in every area of their lives, Lord God. Touch the minds of children and adults who are struggling with anxiety and stress, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace that passeth all understanding, that guards our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And we will think on these things throughout this week and every week. We'll think on things that are lovely. We'll think on things that are pure. We'll think on things that are just for God, and we'll give you the praise, give you the honor, and we'll give you the glory because you do everything in your name. We pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Dale Carnegie. It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And here is, just to close us out, here is Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole of the legendary Clark Sisters with
y'all
Take It Back.
I hope y'all caught that movie last Sunday.
Yes. Take It Back with Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole. Now,
everything
that
the devil stole, God, give it back to me. Everything that the devil stole, God, give it back to me.
We're taking everything.
Everything that the devil stole, God, give it back to me. Everything that the devil stole,
while we shuffle the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your job.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.